Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Preposterous! She's floating!
Oh, Mandy, Mandy, Mandy.
Dastardly!
You know what they say, if you want something done right, you don't leave it to Max.
Uh-oh, I believe I've gotten myself into quite a pickle.
Fair project studies the impressive force of air pressure. Watch what happens when I insert this leaf blower into the center circle of the plywood and turn it on. The plastic sheeting traps the air from the leaf blower underneath the plywood, which then forces it to lift.
Very nice, Mandy.
Preposterous! She's floating!
Turning an ordinary piece of wood into a hovercraft.
Max, did you see that?
Big deal, Spencer. My project is better.
And there you have it, an ultra-simple hovercraft capable of lifting several adults at the same time. Does anyone have any questions?
I've got one, Mandy.
Max?
Yeah. Can I use the microphone?
Sure. Go ahead.
Hey, all right. My name's Max. Thanks for coming down. Where are y'all from?
Max.
Anyone from the Arctic? Because if so, then you'll really appreciate seeing a really cool science project of mine right over there. Thanks again for coming to the science fair. I'll be playing at this school all week.
I'll just take that microphone now, Max. Thank you. That was an impressive project, Mandy.
Thanks, Mrs. Sweeney.
Our next science fair exhibitor is Maxwell Hampton. Max, would you like to tell the judges about your project and show them how it works?
I thought you'd never ask. Ladies and gentlemen, unlike the totally useless project you just saw...
Max?
The invention hidden underneath this ordinary beach towel can actually help all of mankind. Allow me to unveil it. Ta-da!
A dollhouse?
It's decorated with pickles?
Yes, gherkin pickles that I've strung together with electrical wiring. Now, keep in mind, I am an expert pickleologist. People without the proper training should not try this themselves. Watch what happens when I flip this switch on. Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you my invention, the electrical pickle, otherwise known as the vegetarian light bulb, providing you with the festive way to enjoy the holidays.
You want people to decorate their Christmas trees with pickles?
Not that holiday. I'm talking about the 4th of July. You know, picnics and fireworks.
Fireworks?
Watch what happens when I crank up the power. 3, 2, 1.
What on earth?
The pickles are exploding. My hair!
Oh, my outfit!
My kidneys.
My word. Maxwell Hampton, look at this mess.
I know. Pretty cool, huh?
Max, I'd like to see you outside. Now, please.
Uh-oh. I believe I've gotten myself into quite a pickle.
All right, class. I've graded your tests. You all did pretty well. But once again, the Best Score Award goes to Mandy Strasberg.
Thanks, Mrs. Sweeney.
You're welcome. Now, your homework for tomorrow. Oh, I must have left the sheets in the copy room. Mandy, could you be in charge of the class for a moment while I get them?
Sure.
And once again, the perfect student award goes to Miss Namby Pamby Mandy. Isn't she incredible, class?
Stop it, Max.
Oh, Mandy, Mandy, Mandy. It's such a joy to watch you breathe. The way you inhale and exhale. Oh, it's purely an art form.
That's enough, Max.
Mrs. Sweeney, I didn't see you.
Well, then, I'll have to make sure that I'm in plain view for you during recess while you're serving detention.
What?
The rest of you can put your things away and go to recess. Max, I'd like you to clean the hamster cage. They need some fresh wood shavings.
All right.
And make sure you don't handle the hamsters while you do it. You understand?
Yes.
Mandy, would you mind staying behind and writing this assignment on the chalkboard?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
It would be the highlight of her life.
I'm gonna get my lunch, Max. I expect that hamster cage to be cleaned by the time I get back.
Man, I thought she'd never leave. So, what are you in for?
What?
You're missing recess. What did you do wrong?
Nothing. I always stay in if Mrs. Sweeney needs me.
Wow. That's sick, Mandy. Really, really sick.
No, it isn't.
Trust me. My uncle's a therapist, so I know what I'm talking about.
If you don't mind, I'm trying to write the assignment.
Whatever. Oh, how cute. You dot your I's with little hearts.
Please stop talking, okay?
Fine with me. I'd rather talk to a hamster than a teacher's pet anyway. Hey, that gives me an idea.
Mrs. Sweeney will be back in a couple of minutes. She asked me to tell you to take out our pencils and your science notebooks.
Hey, Mandy, do you have an extra pencil I could borrow? Mine broke.
Sure, Max. I've got a spare one in my desk. I'll get it for you. All right, who put the hamster in my desk? Max?
Don't look at me!
Poor little hamster.
Mandy Strasberg, what are you doing?
Mrs. Sweeney, I was just putting the hamster back.
Putting it back? I thought I gave strict instructions that the hamsters weren't to be handled.
You did, but Max is the one who let him out, I think.
You're the one who had him in your desk, Strasberg.
Yes, but it was only because someone put him there.
Max?
Why do you always believe her? Mandy's a kid, just like the rest of us. She's fully capable of doing dirty deeds.
I may be capable, but I didn't do it.
All right, that's it. Am I going to get a confession? All right, then. Come up here, both of you. The rest of you open up your books to page 47. You two have been like bickering hens since the first day of school. I think it's high time you learned to get along.
How?
By working together. I'm making you two partners on the biology project.
What?
Coming! Hello, Mandy.
Max? Wow, nice house.
Thanks. I built it myself. What's with all the books?
I went to the library. This is what we have to study.
Can you see the word encyclopedia? I think I have a set in the attic.
We have to do more research than that. Do you have any of those yellow sticky note things to mark book pages with?
By the phone.
Oh, here. Your dad wrote you a note on the top one.
What's it say?
Max, happy birthday. See you next week. Love, Dad.
Oh, I'll take that.
So when's your birthday?
Tomorrow. My parents got me that air hockey game over there.
It's still wrapped. How do you know what it is?
I peeked. It's what I do. But it's the wrong kind. I wanted the table with automatic scoring. This one you have to keep scoring your head.
How awful to have to do something in your head. So when's your party?
Not having one.
Why not?
My dad's out of town.
But not even when he gets back?
What's with all the questions?
I don't know. It just seems strange not to have a party.
I am having a party.
You just said you weren't.
It's this Saturday, a big one, but you're not invited.
Fine. Let's get to work.
Great. What are we doing?
First off, we need to choose a topic. We have to pick a part of the body, and the only things that haven't been chosen already are the mouth and the nose. They're so interconnected. I wish we could just cover them both.
Me too. Then we could suffocate and not have to do either of them.
How about the mouth? What do you think?
Wonderful. Let's do it. I'll see you tomorrow.
We have to start.
I know so much about the mouth already. I could wing it.
You really don't care, do you?
No.
Why not?
It's not that big of a deal. I'll bet you're one of those people who go into a depression when they get a B, aren't you?
I don't know. I've never gotten a B.
Hey, me neither.
Could we please get started?
Good idea. I only have 15 minutes to do this.
15 minutes?
Yeah. Spencer's coming over. Then my mom will be home for dinner.
You mean your mom's not home now?
Nah, she's working late.
Then I have to go. I'm not supposed to be in anyone's house without their parents home.
Interesting rule. I mean, in its total lameness, it's interesting.
Why don't we just split the project in half? I'll do the research for the oral report, and you can do the visual aid.
Sounds good to me. Didn't really want to work together anyway.
Yeah, neither did I. Goodbye.
How's that project coming, Mandy? You've been over here for hours.
Pretty well, Mr. Whittaker.
What are you making?
You can't tell? Is it that bad?
Oh, no. I can tell it's a papier-mâché face. But what's it for?
Max and I are supposed to be working together on an assignment. I'm doing the oral report part, and Max is doing the visual aid.
Oh, this isn't the visual aid, then?
Well, yeah. But you know what they say. If you want something done right, you don't leave it to Max.
Oh, is that what they say?
Not really, but they might if they knew him. He drives me crazy, Mr. Whittaker. I can't work with him.
So, Max isn't doing anything for the project?
He's supposed to, but I doubt he will. This way we both get what we want. I get my grade and he gets to play around.
Huh. I guess it all works out then.
Yep. It wasn't my idea for us to be partners anyway. Our teacher made us.
Well, why do you think she did that?
It was a punishment. We argue a lot, and I think it got on her nerves.
You don't think there's more to it than that?
What do you mean?
Well, my guess is that your teacher thought you could learn something from each other.
Maybe.
So what do you think Max could learn from you?
How to do a decent project?
Sure. And you? What could you learn from him?
I guess how to get along better with someone I don't like.
Well, both of those sound like important lessons. Do you think doing this project for him is accomplishing either of those?
No, but this is my grade, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, I know. I completely understand you wanting to keep your hands on every part of this project, but I wonder if doing a great project by yourself is better than helping someone else do one.
He's beyond help.
Oh, I know Max, and he doesn't seem so unhelpable. Besides, we're supposed to help people despite what we think of them.
I suppose that's in the Bible somewhere.
That's right. It tells us to encourage one another toward good works. I don't believe that's limited to people that we like, and I happen to know that Max is the kind of person who needs a lot of encouragement.
He gets plenty of encouragement at school. The whole class laughs at everything he does.
Well, he may seem very confident when he's being funny, but I think he acts a little more sure of himself than he really is. Well, that's just a thought, Mandy. I'll talk to you later.
I guess this face needs a guilty look now.
Score! Dastardly. 3-2, my lead.
Wait a minute, Max. It was just 2-1, my lead. No, Spencer. It was 2-2. We were tied.
Are you sure you're keeping score right?
Absolutely. You start.
Okay. So, how's your project going?
Beats me. I'm supposed to be making a visual aid of the map, but I'm not going to.
Why not?
Because I'm teaching Mandy a lesson.
Oh, nice try.
What kind of lesson? She was bragging about how she never gotten a B before. So it made me curious how she'll feel when she gets an F. It'll teach her the same lesson I'm teaching you.
What's that?
How to be a loser! Score! 5-2!
Hi, Spencer. Mind if I have lunch with you?
Sure, as long as you don't try to touch my food. I'm a little spasmodic about my food.
What?
I'm the middle of 9 kids in my family. It's sort of a sensitive issue. I gotta warn ya, I'm pretty fast with the fork. My life depends on it.
I promise I won't touch your food.
Cool, you get to eat that tomato slice?
No, you can have it.
Thanks.
Wow, you really are fast with a fork.
I know, so what's up?
Oh, nothing. Hey, what do you know about Max?
Why, you got a crush on him?
What? No.
Are you sure?
Very sure, thanks. I'm just trying to understand him.
You gonna eat those fries?
No, go ahead. So, are you going to his party Saturday?
What party?
The one his parents are giving him for his birthday.
His parents aren't giving him a party. If they were, I'd be invited.
Are you positive?
As positive as I am that I want your cookie.
Help yourself. I have to get going anyway, but thanks for letting me sit with you.
Hey, you can sit with me anytime as long as you bring your lunch. See ya.
Well, hello, Max. Spencer.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Hello, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, Max, you're just the man I wanted to see.
Why?
Well, someone asked me to give this to you.
A present?
It was your birthday a few days ago, right?
Yeah. Who gave you this?
Oh, this person preferred to remain anonymous. Go ahead, open it.
Whoa! An automatic scoring machine for my air hockey table!
Ravishing.
Did you do this, Spence?
No. You didn't?
Then who? Is there a card?
Yeah, right here.
It's a girl's handwriting. And she dotted her eyes with little hearts. Mr. Whitaker, was it Mandy?
Well...
It was!
I guess she didn't do a very good job of covering her tracks.
I can't believe she did this.
Mandy's a good person, Max.
I didn't know she was this good.
Hi, Mandy.
Oh, Mr. Whitaker. I didn't know you were here.
Well, I do own the place. Max was in here earlier. He liked his gift.
I'm glad.
How's your face?
What?
your project, I mean. I see you're still working on it.
Yeah. I just need another coat of... Please don't look at me like that, Mr. Whitaker.
Like what?
I know you wanted me to do this project with Max, but I work really hard for the grades I get.
Oh, I know you do.
I did give him a present.
And he loved it.
Isn't that enough encouragement from me?
Well, there are lots of ways to encourage, and air hockey scoreboard is certainly one of them. I'll be up front if you need me.
I hate it when he doesn't scold me.
Spencer, hey!
What are you doing here? You never get to school early.
I just wanted to have my project set up before Mandy got here.
You look ghastly.
I know. I didn't sleep last night trying to put this together. You think she'll be surprised?
I guess so. But I thought you said you weren't doing a project.
I changed my mind. How's it look?
It sort of reminds me of those old chattering teeth toys we'd wind up when we were kids.
Yeah, but those things can't crack walnuts. Watch.
Exceptional.
Yeah, keep your fingers away, though. Oh, there she is. Hey, Mandy, come here. I want to show you something.
What is it?
Check it out.
I am checking it out. But like I said, what is it?
Our visual aid?
Our what?
You didn't think I'd come through, did you?
I'm kind of surprised, yes.
See, Spencer, I told you she'd be surprised.
What's in the box?
This box? This is the box that I need to put under the desk here. Before school starts. Yeah, excuse me. And that's how the muscles and the nerves work together to perform the swallowing function. Now it's time for our visual aid presentation of the mandible, and the person who will be presenting that for you is my partner, Max Hampton. Yeah.
Thanks, Mandy. Okay, everyone, this is a mouth. And with the use of some electricity, I'm going to show you how the jaw works. See, I'm controlling it with this dimmer switch, so I can make it go up and down at different speeds, just like your regular jaw does.
Oh, tell them about the walnuts.
Oh yeah, it can even crack walnuts. Except I ran out of them after showing everyone on the bus. Oh, I know, I'll use my gum instead. Then you can see some serious chewing action. There, look at him go. Max. Uh-oh, his jaw is stuck. That's okay. I'll just crank up the speed. It's smoking. Unplug it.
Is everyone okay? We should clear the room until we're certain that thing won't explode again.
Sorry. It's okay. Man, I don't know why my projects keep blowing up.
You did great, Max. Nice work. You wanted to see me, Mrs. Sweeney?
Yes, thanks. Is there anything you want to tell me about your project?
No.
The visual aid wasn't quite up to your standards.
Oh, I'm sure Max didn't mean for it to blow up.
The blowing up wasn't what bothered me. None of the parts of the mouth were designated. There was no attention to detail. It didn't seem like Mandy Strasberg work.
That's because it wasn't. Max did it.
By himself?
Yeah.
You know, I assigned you to work together for a reason. What happened with that?
I guess it didn't work out.
That's too bad. You might have gotten a higher grade if you'd helped out with it.
I suppose. And I can't say I'm thrilled with getting a B, but it's what we deserved.
Well, that's actually not your final grade.
It isn't?
I posted those grades before I found this underneath the desk over here. Does it belong to you?
Oh, yes. That's the piece I made for our project.
But you decided not to use it?
Right.
May I ask why?
I wanted to encourage Max.
Well, that was very sweet. But I would have preferred you simply work together.
I know.
Nevertheless, the visual aid you did is excellent. So, I'll give you an A.
Thank you, Mrs. Sweeney.
Hey, Mandy, did you see our grade out here?
I did.
A B! Awesome, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
Hey, why don't you keep our visual aid as a souvenir?
What? Oh, no, that's okay.
No, really, I want you to have it. Maybe it'll encourage you to try harder next time. Gotta go. You really should try recess sometime. It's kind of fun. See ya.
Mrs. Sweeney, as far as the report on the mouth goes, can I get extra credit?
For what?
Can't you see? I'm biting my tongue.
Luke chapter 6, verse 27 and 28 say, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you." As Mandy found out in today's adventure, that's a pretty hard thing to do. It's a lot easier to hate your enemies and try to get back at them for mean things they do to you. But God wants us to love everyone, and in doing so, we show people how God loves everyone too. And this is a message that the entire world needs to hear. So how did you like today's adventure? What did you think of these science fair inventions? Oh, by the way, not that any of you would do this, but don't attach electricity to pickles or any other vegetable, okay? I mean, you really could get hurt. And consult your parents and get proper instructions if you want to try to make a hovercraft. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Teacher's Pest was written by Tori Martin and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Aria Curzon, Florence Stanley, Jeffrey Noah, and Bobby Block. Our sound designer was Bob Luttrell. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.